This is Piedmont Arts. I'm David Borax. Adam Santaya Pierce has spent most of his working life in the arts. He's been in Charlotte for the past decade, much of it at the Arts and Science Council, where he recently became president. The ASC promotes and funds artists and arts groups, and last September, it moved under the umbrella of Charlotte-based Foundation for the Carolinas. Santaya Pierce joins Piedmont Arts this week to talk about his path to the job and his outlook for the arts in the Charlotte region.
We are a healthy arts city, and we are at a place today where we've got so many new and exciting funding opportunities we're preparing to stand up in partnership with the county. But we're also seeing strong partnerships with the city of Charlotte.
We'll hear more just ahead on Piedmont Arts, and later a new segment called Fanfare. WDAV's Phil Vavra has a quick look at some of the arts and cultural events coming up across the Piedmont, including Charlotte Shout, bassist Edgar Meyer, and comedian John Cleese coming to town. Adam Santaya Pierce grew up outside Washington, D.C. in Alexandria, Virginia, and graduated from the University of Virginia with a theater degree. He joined the Arts and Science Council in 2017. For years, he was vice president for community and artist support, where he helped oversee grant making, community engagement, and strategic planning. 9 months ago, he was named interim president and got the title permanently in February. As we chatted at the Foundation for the Carolinas in Uptown Charlotte the other day, I asked him how he wound up in arts management.
Aside from one grueling summer job in retail, I've spent my entire working life in the arts. I started out working for summer stock theater companies in the business office and on stage periodically. When I moved back to D.C. after college, I worked for Arena Stage, which is one of the largest regional theater companies in the country. While I was there, I met my husband, and he got a job in Charlotte, and we've been here now for just about 10 years. I've spent most of that time working here with the Arts and Science Council.
I'm curious, are you still involved in theater in any way?
Just as a connoisseur and an audience member these days, but it's one of my favorite things to still partake in. Yeah. And,
what do you think about Charlotte's theater scene?
Well, it's interesting coming from a market like Washington, which is a real like regional theater city. You know, of course, the Actors Theater of Charlotte closed a couple of years ago, and I think there's a lot of opportunity here for us to continue to invest in our local theater scene. We've got some incredible companies, BNS Productions, Three Bone Theater come to mind, that are working on some really cool, whether it's original material, whether it's bringing the August Wilson canon to the Charlotte stages. You know, Three Bone is always committed to bringing new work and making premieres here in Charlotte. So there's a lot of energy there. And I really encourage folks, if you haven't had a chance to check that out yet, like, do it. Make an investment in that programming.
I think at times over the time I've been in Charlotte, the theater has been kind of the strongest of the arts communities here.
I think we just see some really wonderful, innovative work, and there are folks who are really challenging audiences by bringing new material that, for example, when Lehman Trilogy was produced by Three Bone Theater, that was, I think, the premiere in the South, right? It was happening in Washington, D.C., and it was happening here in Charlotte with this wonderful company.
So you've been at the ASC since 2017. Talk about what you've done since you've been here leading up to your current role.
Yeah, well, I'll say first, if you had told me when I interviewed here at ASC in 2017 that I would be leading this organization today, I would probably have laughed at you. I was thinking about this last night. I can go to my closet and I can pull the suit I wore, the tie I wore. I had my like thank you note for after the interview pre-written in my notebook to drop in the mail on my way out the door. But my work at ASC has really focused on the grant-making end of our operation. I joined the team to support the operating support grant program and then worked with individual artists and project grants along the way. So that's really been my bread and butter here at ASC. And really, it's been a great way to get to know the community, right? That as a transplant to Charlotte, that my entry point to this community is arts and culture first and foremost has been really wonderful. I've gotten to work on some really cool projects as a result of that.
What's your assessment of the health of the arts community overall here?
I think we are a healthy arts city, and we are at a place today where we've got so many new and exciting funding opportunities we're preparing to stand up in partnership with the county. But we're also seeing strong partnerships with the city of Charlotte to continue to support the institutions with storefronts on Tryon Street, as well as grassroots and emerging organizations. They just announced the RFQ for a $2 million proposal to continue to support individual artists, which is really exciting. And I think that opportunity for us to invest both in large arts institutions and individual artists is really exciting.
So what interested you in the role of president?
Let me first say I was so flattered when the board asked me to consider this in the first place. I had really spent 3 years prior to that working with Krista Terrell, who was the CEO at the time, exploring how we could leverage the new resources that were available to ASC to transform our impact with the creative community. We really focused on using those new resources in creative ways, driving resources to the individual artists through the Artist Support Grant Program and the Fellowship Program. And as we looked towards a future where we were becoming a supporting organization of the Foundation for the Carolinas, where we knew that new resources were going to be on the table from Mecklenburg County and the City of Charlotte, I really felt that experience would help me guide the next chapter of ASC's work.
Charlotte and Mecklenburg County have seen a lot of turmoil in recent years about how we fund the arts. And there's been a massive debate about it. And this has been an issue since before the coronavirus pandemic, I think probably ever since you've been here. And, you know, there have been efforts in recent years to come up with a new structure. It seems like we're sort of coming through that period right now. We've had proposals from the City of Charlotte and Mecklenburg County. You know, it's very confusing for outsiders. Can you walk us through what happened and where we are at this moment?
That's a great question, and I totally agree with you. I think it's a little bit confusing unless you are in the work every day. And even sometimes when you're in the work every day, it can be a little confusing. This journey really goes back to the days of the Great Recession and, you know, to the point about the importance of the workplace giving campaigns. The Great Recession really changed the way those workplace giving campaigns worked, and we saw a need to increase support from the public sector to support our arts and culture ecosystem. Of course, the pandemic then also played a big part in that, right? I mean, if we were a presenting arts organization, your market dried up instantaneously, and there were resources coming through from the federal government and the state government that were designed to help support those organizations that ASC actually at that time in 2020 was partnering with the Foundation for the Carolinas and Charlotte's Creative and Hugh House to help navigate how we could make that investment to continue to support those organizations. So because of that influx of resources, I think the public sector saw an opportunity to really increase the amount of funding that they were able to give to the arts and culture sector. And so the Infusion Fund was created at that time. That was the City of Charlotte and an FFTC partnership to fund the arts. With that work, we saw Priya Sarkar come into the city to be the arts and culture officer and facilitate the Charlotte Arts and Culture Plan. And I think if you look at what we're doing today and what the city is funding, what the county is funding, what ASC is able to facilitate, we're really working on how do we deliver these key pieces of the Arts and Culture Plan to continue and steward this community investment into some really meaningful impact for our arts and culture sector.
So will there continue to be two separate organizations as there have been in recent years? Or, you know, at one point the ASC was almost sidetracked, at least from the perspective of many in the community. And now it looks like this partnership with the foundation and the things that are happening with the county and city, are they bringing things back together in a way? Or
So I think that's exactly it, right? We are looking at an opportunity now where there's a more unified structure. There might still be other players that are part of the system, right? I'm not aware of the city manager's plans as far as whether they want to bring in a new arts and culture officer. I don't want to speak for their team. On our end, I think we've got this opportunity to steward the community resources in a unified way. The foundation has this contract from the city to invest in operating support grants. We have our contract with Mecklenburg County to facilitate community-facing arts programming. And so as we move forward into the future, I think we'll continue to see a unified structure and cooperation between all of those bodies.
So I want to break down those two different functions that you just mentioned. The contract with the city to provide operating support. What organizations are we talking about and how does that work?
Yeah, so they're supporting 34 organizations with operating support dollars. Those are the organizations that are in the city of Charlotte that have been supported by ASC or the Infusion Fund in the past. The city line itemed those allocations, so those funds have been invested in those organizations. The next step, they just announced a $2 million RFQ to support other organizations and individual artists as well.
And what kinds of organizations? Are there some that people would recognize?
Yeah, so we're talking about the folks who've got a storefront here on Tryon Street, the folks you might be familiar with, like the Blumenthal, the Mint Museum, the Beckler Museum, McCall Center, Charlotte Ballet, as well as grassroots organizations like A Sign of the Times of the Carolinas, the Gay Men's Chorus, One Voice Chorus, Carolina's Latin Dance Company.
Symphony?
The Symphony as well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Opera.
The Opera, those organizations are all included in that city allocation.
And what's the other piece of it? You mentioned community organizations support.
So the city just announced a $2 million RFQ to facilitate funding opportunities for the resources that they have not yet allocated. So the goal there, I think, is very clear from the city council members. They're looking for those funds to be invested directly in individual artists and for organizations they're not already invested in with the other allocation. We'll be responding to the RFQ.
Okay.
It'll be the city councilor's decisions about who gets the opportunity to make that investment.
And then the other piece of what you're doing, which is funded by the county, talk about
that. Yeah, so ASC has been a partner of Mecklenburg County for a long time, and we get the opportunity to do some really interesting community-focused programming with Mecklenburg County. So part of that is the school funding opportunities, where ASC works with CMS to plug teaching artists into classrooms. And that might look like a week-long residency with a historian. That might look like a week-long residency with a dance teacher. Sometimes it is field trips to the children's theater or to Discovery Place. But that's a really exciting program that the county is supporting. They've also put additional resources on the table to help us strengthen the partnerships between the arts organizations and the school system. So we're looking, we did a big survey this last quarter with the arts organizations to help understand what are the challenges they face when it comes to engaging with the school system. Issues like transportation come up. So we're looking at some ways we can be innovative with those resources to help tackle some of the challenges that those organizations face working with the school system. We're also continuing our work with the Culture Blocks program, which activates libraries and rec centers with arts and culture activity. Key to that program is connecting with residents who are using those libraries and rec centers every day. So the Culture Blocks team goes out, they survey the folks who are there for their workout or checking out books and find out what kind of activity they want to see that space activated with. So those programs are really exciting to us. The county is also supporting our fellowship opportunities and artist support grants. Those are designed to make capacity building investments in individual artists. So opportunities for you to expand your business, to go on a residency, those kinds of projects. And then we continue to be the administrator for both the city and the county for the 1% for art ordinance. So when you travel through Charlotte Douglas Airport and you see all of that wonderful art, that's facilitated by our public art team here. If you go to the Valerie C. Woodard Center or the Ella B. Scarborough Community Center, those beautiful installations are all also facilitated by the ASC team.
And that's continuing a program that's always been part of the ASC.
Yeah, that structure has been in place for about 25 years. I think we just celebrated the 25th anniversary of the ordinances that created that program. And that has really been a rewarding process for us. We're really focused on how do we bring the community into those conversations around public art installations. So, for example, Bree Stallings is working on a mural at the Naomi Drennan Rec Center. Before she even got to a place of concept design, she had conversations with folks who were using that rec center. Once she did the design, there was another opportunity to take it to the residents who were using that space. So it's that feedback has really driven her work. So we're really looking forward to installations like that coming online.
Can you say a little more about the partnership between the foundation and the ASC, which was announced last year? Why did that happen?
Sure. So the partnership with the foundation was announced in April that we were exploring becoming a supporting organization of FFTC. And at the end of the Infusion Fund, with the changes that were coming down from that process, understanding the new funding opportunities that the county wanted ASC to be a partner in standing up, partnering with the foundation, becoming a supporting organization of the foundation, made sense to ensure that ASC could continue to be a sustainable and innovative arts funder into the future. They are here to support our work, to help us connect with the other supporting organizations who are all community-facing groups. So it's been a really fruitful partnership for us so far.
I keep hearing the supporting organization. Can you, what does that mean?
That's the language they use to describe organizations like ASC, Reed Charlotte, Leading on Opportunity, the Charlotte Center for Jewish Life. All of those are supporting organizations. They're here to be our legal team, to be our HR team, to be our finance office, and that allows us to focus on delivering excellent work for this community.
A lot of people in our audience probably remember the ASC's original model, which was built around workplace giving. And this is a situation where employers ran office campaigns to encourage donations, and many even allowed payroll deductions. It's very different now. Talk about how it's different and how you are envisioning things working here.
Well, first let me say workplace giving campaigns are still a part of our work here at ASC. We actually just launched one last week. That's really important to us because we're always wanting to make sure we're able to get out in front of folks and tell the story about our work. So we've continued to steward workplace giving campaigns. I think the biggest difference today is that we are seeing a really robust public support, both from the county and the city, to support arts and culture. So that's one of the unique things about an organization like ASC, is we have this opportunity to stack resources from the private sector, whether that's through a workplace giving campaign or through individual donors, with resources from our government partners, the city, the county, the state arts council, and the suburban towns here in Mecklenburg County. We're able to stack those resources and amplify the investment in arts and culture that way.
Big picture question for you here. Yeah. Why are the arts important to a metropolitan area like Charlotte?
That's great. So I was just reading earlier today a study from Americans for the Arts says 79% of Americans are always seeking arts activities, whether they're traveling or whether it's happening at home. So first and foremost, I think we as a community see arts and culture as necessary for our day-to-day life here in Charlotte and Mecklenburg County. I think, too, there's an obvious economic benefit to this. That's often framed in the sort of ripple effect from that ticket you purchase for the symphony or that ticket you purchase at the Kane Center or Matthews Playhouse. The social impact, though, is also really, really important for us to focus on. If you ever get to see one of the community choruses perform, whether it's the Gay Men's Chorus or One Voice or the Children's Chorus through Arts Plus, the connections that get built by engaging in arts and culture activity, those are friendships that last a lifetime for folks. And I think they give people a strong sense of community, a sense of identity, and a connection to Charlotte and Mecklenburg County.
Now that you are in charge of the ASC, what's your vision going forward?
I see, first and foremost, ASC as a steward of community resources. So we're working on ways that we can continue to engage the community in meaningful ways throughout our programmatic work, and we'll continue to push that work forward into the future. As we continue this community-facing work, I really encourage folks, find us on social media if you're not already. I'm only on Instagram and LinkedIn, but you can follow ASC Charlotte on Instagram or on Facebook. That's the first way that you'll find out about exciting opportunities. Like, looking towards April, we'll have our inaugural art performance marathon. So there'll be performances all day at the Mint Museum Randolph. So it'll be a great way for us to showcase and for you to experience some of the artists that ASC is supporting.
Well, Adam, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Adam Santaya Pierce is the president of the Arts and Science Council in Charlotte. And now, a few ideas for your next arts outing in a new segment we're calling Fanfare.
Hi, I'm Phil Vavra with your Fanfare update for April 4th through April 10th, 2025. One of the Queen City's biggest annual arts and culture events begins this week. I'm talking about Charlotte Shout. The two-week convergence of creativity celebrates art, music, food, ideas, and diversity in Uptown Charlotte, April 4th through the 20th. Each year, the festival brings together internationally and locally acclaimed artists, dancers, musicians, poets, chefs, and speakers for events all over the city. Ticket prices vary, and many events are free. Details at charlotteshout.com. Double bass virtuoso Edgar Meyer returns to the Queen City to perform two concertos with the Charlotte Symphony Orchestra, including one composed by Meyer himself. The CSO will also perform Beethoven's Symphony No. 8. That's April 4th and 5th at the Belk Theater in Uptown Charlotte. More information at charlottesymphony.org. Now, how often do you get to enjoy classical music while munching on hot buttered popcorn? WDAV's Real Music Film Series debuts April 9th. We're hosting a screening of the 2022 historical drama Chevalier, the against all odds true story of violinist, composer, and fencer Joseph Bologna, Chevalier de Saint-Georges. Afterward, members of the Charlotte Strings Collective will perform some of Bologna's music. Wednesday, April 9th, 7 to 9:30 p.m. at the Independent Picture House in Charlotte. Ticket info at WDAV.org. And he won't be in Charlotte until this fall, but you might want to get your seats now to see the one and only John Cleese at Ovens Auditorium on September 30th. Tickets are already on sale for Not Dead Yet, John Cleese and the Holy Grail at 50. The Monty Python alum will host a special screening of the comedy classic, followed by an audience Q&A. But you probably won't be able to pay for your tickets with a shrubbery. For more about those and other upcoming performances, events, and festivals, be sure to read Fanfare every week on the WDAV blog of note. It's all at WDAV.org. I'm Phil Vavra. Thanks for listening.
And I'm David Borax for Piedmont Arts.